Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Doug Knight.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Doug Knight.
As I said before, I dealt with, I told you on my podcast, I do, you know, this is on Twitter, you know, but this is all over the world with my podcast. I told the truth. I am a professional songwriter. My songs are released to the world. I've written and published them. I'm in control of my music. I have no one else in control of my music. I'm living near Hollywood, where you make dreams come true. One of the places you can, the entertainment capitals, you know. New York, L.A., London, you know. I'm in Los Angeles. This is where you make your dreams come true. This is basic common sense. I mean, I'm with Broadcast Music Incorporated. I own all my music. I make music. I made thousands of songs. I got 380 songs. I'm not trying to brag about my accomplishments or what I've gotten. The reason why I bring this up is because I have some people in my neighborhood or in my building or who simply are out of touch with reality. I'm concerned about their health. You know, any place around Hollywood is filled with artists. I'm one of them. Whether you're living in West Hollywood, whether you're living in Van Nuys, whether you're living in North Hollywood, whether you're living in West Covina, there's a whole bunch of artists, Pasadena, I don't know. And I'm one of them, Santa Monica, no matter. I'm one of those artists who have a dream to be professionally, to be successful, to make a living at my music. I do a little acting, so I did that with some movies, but, you know, I'm a creator. And I bring this up, and it's basic common sense because the whole world knows I am. My songs are all over the professional business and so on. The reason I bring this up is that some people in my area think that I'm insane. I said that I'm insane, and that's a lie. That's defamation. That's a lie. You know, about my music. I came out to L.A. to be a musician, period, number one, to be in the music industry to make a living. I did not come out here. I did not do music for fun. I don't have no one in control of my music. Everybody knows that. So if I go to a major label or not with my music, they will know I'm with ASCAP, BMI. I written, produce the whole thing. But when someone make up a false allegation that I'm insane, it shows us that is so wrong because it's defamation. How can I be insane for making music or releasing it to trying to get to major labels and so on? There are people of all ages come out here. I guess one reason is they're being cruel. The other reason is that they want to hinder my potential to be successful or to be successful in the entertainment industry, or they want to, you know, and that is pretty much what it is. I stay away from dream killers. I don't know why these people would say stuff like that. My songs are all over the place. You see me with the sunglasses, black hat, you know, with the special effects on my face? That's me. I'm African-American. I'm not Latino. I play keyboards. It doesn't matter, you know, truth and ideology, it shouldn't be an issue. But I am an artist. And I am professional, basic common sense. I am trying to get better in the industry. I'm not out here to do anything else. Everything else is secondary. If I wasn't out here to be in the music industry professionally or to be a success in a professional entertainment industry, like, then I wouldn't be out living in Los Angeles. So don't listen to any lies or defamation. It's defamation or something wrong with these people when they say I'm insane. If they're making up stories about my health or making undermine my potential so I don't make it, that is an evil human being. They have narcissists, they have sociopaths, they have dangerous people who really want to stop talented people like you and me from being in the industry. Unfortunately, I came across these dream killers. I mean, if they're living in Van Nuys or living in somewhere and they think they're living in the state of Utah, they can forget it. It's a very open-minded area. There's lots and lots of aspiring musicians and artists. But I guess maybe these people are from another state or from an area where there's not a lot of musicians and open-mindedness. They need to get in touch with reality quick. You know, their laws, you know, all these laws they have out here are so open-minded to help people, to let people live. And we got one reason, because we got so many artists. I'm an artist. I didn't come out here. I'm not doing music to just sit around and that's that. I'm doing music to aspire, just like many people, all ages, shapes, and sizes. That's basic common sense. That's reality in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a center where you make dreams come true, in film, music, and so on. I not only wrote and produced songs that were released, like "I Really Want to Be with You," "I Really Want to Get to Know You." I'm also in the videos because I act a little, and I'm a video director. I make my own little movies. It's part of the creative process. So don't listen to no naysayers. I own my music, everything. But so do a lot of musicians. So do a lot of other songwriters like me. We came out here to make our dreams come true. I'm one of them. I am a professional singer-songwriter, and I do a little acting and control my music and my life. It's the truth. So when someone say I'm insane, they're telling this to people in the industry or telling people stuff behind my back, that's an evil person. That's a naysayer. That's someone who wants to stop me. They can't. I just released a demo. You know, I just released another song and live where I was playing keyboards. It's called "I Do Love You," and I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. If you haven't heard it, so this is what LA is about, and I respect other artists, but for me, that's what I'm about, to make my dreams come true in entertainment. I'm an entertainer. I'm an artist. That's my essence. I belong in LA, a place where dreams can come true. And here's a song that I played, I've written, and I my podcast.
Love Hope Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Tonight.
Hi, you guys. I'm going to do another performance of "I Do Love You." You know, the song that I released on Legacy Songs to Be On. I'm going to do this song just for you.
You.
So that's me, you know. You can hear that on Spotify, Deezer, and you can hear the new this live song on everywhere. You can hear Apple everywhere, Amazon. And you know, it was already on Twitter already. It was everywhere. But when I listen to people in my area, you know, whether Santa Monica or out in Palmdale, or even in Van Nuys, or so on, they need to get in touch with the reality of living in the Hollywood industry and the laws and customs. There's a bunch of artists out here, millions like me, and you can check my Broadcast Music Incorporated, which is a major song licensing corporation within the music industry, BMI. You can check all those 380 songs that were registered. But I made over thousands that I lost, you know, with bands and so on, during the decades I've been out here. But that's who I am. If you wonder if I've written a song, yes, I have. It's on my licensing, BMI. It's registered. Yes, I own it. But I say it because I want to stop all lies and people's situations, you know. I came across people, whether, you know, Santa Monica, you know, Beverly Hills, you know, there are a lot of people who are so in touch, or Palmdale or Burbank, wherever I go, who understand what it's like to be out here. But I came across people who, I guess, from another area, maybe they come from South or whatever, who don't understand how me as an individual, they think I'm insane, and that's not true. You know, this is the state of California. Very, very open-minded, but the Los Angeles area is where our dreams come true. Los Angeles includes not just city of L.A., includes Hollywood, includes the San Fernando Valley, like Van Nuys, includes other parts. And that's who I am. I came out here for that dream. And like many people, some people have been doing it for 30, 40, 50 years. I have people, an elderly, still writing and playing and acting and so on. That's who I am. If you have any questions about the new song or my music, contact me directly. Don't listen to anybody else saying anything. I am concerned because when I hear this, I'm like, ain't we living in, near Hollywood, all this? I mean, it's so open-minded. Even if it's 10, 13 miles from Hollywood or so on, when somebody who simply thinks they're living in Utah or think they're living in, they don't like what is, I mean, God, and they think what I'm doing is not real practical. And I'm like, it is practical living out here with the place that it is. I'm not, I mean, if I was living in Kansas or Kentucky, then it'd be a different story, perhaps, with the area. This is not no Kentucky or Kansas or South Carolina. So this is where I'm at. So if you hear anybody talk about, oh, I'm not a professional songwriter, I'm insane, I don't have control, that's a lie. And that's also defamation. I don't want to hear anybody saying things about that, because that's like trying to take my dreams away. And I'm going to say this to everybody. Don't let anyone take your dreams away. And stay away from people who are out of touch with reality, with the places where they live. We got to be in touch to where we live in order for us to be aware and grow. And I'm in an entertainment capital, and I'm an entertainer. Good day, good night, from Dope Night.